Good morning, Adam. How are you?
G'day, guys. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Great to have you on the show. And you've won five in a row. I mean, what's been the catalyst, do you think, for this winning run?
Oh, mate, it's hard to put an exact, I guess, finger on it. It's look, I think if we've really handled pub life up here in Queensland, I think as a club, you know, the challenges that sort of come your way, obviously moving away from loved ones and living in each other's pockets, I think we've handled that part really well. I certainly think we've made a lot of improvements in terms of our defence. You know, I think we're making better decisions defensively. We had a couple of missed tackles on the weekend that we were disappointed with that led to tries, but I think we're seeing the game a lot better defensively.
Can I ask, Adam, I reckon your attack can get a lot better, but the thing that sort of pleased me over the last 5 weeks, and I don't know whether it's a frustration of yours that it wasn't there at the start of the year, but you seem to have a bit more resolve, a bit more resilience about what you're doing. Is that a fair call?
Yeah, I reckon that is a fair call, Laura. I think we're front-loading a lot of energy into our defensive resolve and scrambling for each other. And, you know, I think on the weekend, without having, you know, obviously Dave Clemmer and Daniel Saifidi up front, you know, we were emptying the tank a lot, including just the amount of minutes they play. So there is a bit of a ripple effect with our attack there, but we're certainly putting a lot of energy into our defence. I think coming up against, you know, top eight, well, teams fighting for that top eight in the Sharks and the Titans, they're two teams that throw a lot at you. And, you know, I think we kept them to two tries each. So I'm really pleased with that part of our game. And I think that's another thing, Laurie. We've essentially been 5 weeks of what felt like elimination footy. We just had to win every week. And sometimes that can tighten your attack up where you just get stuck in that completion type game and you're not playing as free as you'd like. But look, they've got the job done now. They've got us into the finals, the players. So, look, hopefully we can free up a little bit this week.
Adam, I know no coach, you know, wants to make excuses, but it must help having your spine back together as well.
Oh, mate.
Probably half the reason as well. Like, you've got superstars there that have been injured or been out, and now you finally get the chance to put on the same park together.
You're exactly right. Look, I can put all the spin on it all you want. We've got the best players back playing, so that's the most honest and obvious answer.
Can I ask you, Adam, now that you've wrapped up a semi-final spot, do you look at maybe resting players, or do you think that you've just got to find a bit more rhythm with the ball and you can't afford to do that leading into this weekend?
Yeah, the latter. I think the spine needs to play, you know, whether they play the full game or not. I think we need to play just to get a little bit of that, as I said, a little bit of freedom this week to play. Not that we're going to go out there and be reckless and just throw it everywhere, but I think them guys playing, or those guys playing, anyone that's got any sort of issue, any sort of niggle, I won't play. But if everyone else is 100% and they're an able body, then they'll play this week.
Adam, how does it work in the head coach position in regards to focusing on, you know, finals footy, the season that's in front of you, but then also, you know, the consistent communication around players coming to the club, players leaving the club, and obviously I'm talking, you know, Mitch Pearce as an example. How do you keep your head in what's going on at the moment and really focus on that? But then you've obviously got to pay, you know, some sort of respect to those conversations as well.
Yeah, the big thing for me is, and I learned a long time ago, obviously with Craig down in Melbourne, was we've got a group of people that handle that. I think it doesn't come down to just the head coach. I think you end up making short-term decisions for the club. So there's a group of people that are, you know, living and, you know, dreaming about that stuff every day, and I just step into it, you know, basically at the end or when my advice is needed. But I don't let it consume me, because at the end of the day, you know, I'm here to try and help us win footy games, and I make sure that I'm just getting training right and then thinking about the game. And those guys get, you know, so that's their role, to be working behind the scenes on that sort of stuff.
You spoke about hub life and how well the group have handled it. What type of rules do you have in place? Are you this coach that it likes to talk to your players all the time, mate, or do you give them that freedom, and have they told you to stay well away from them on their day off?
Look, you can consume them with footy, you know, absolutely. So we did a bit of research. We contacted some of the AFL clubs, some people that had lived this sort of life. Obviously, you know, I've got some close connections with Melbourne. So we've done enough research to know that when a day off comes, it's a day off. So we let them be, you know, we don't give them times to eat together. We're together enough. But at also the same time, when we're working, we're working, we're all in. But yeah, just finding the balance between leaving them alone and then getting work done.
Is that a challenge, mate? Because I'm sure you sit there sometimes and you're trying to fill your day in as well, and you're tempted to maybe go and have a conversation with someone?
100%, Laurie. It is. You know, if we're really honest, coaches spend the days off looking at training vision, watching the games, reviewing, and just, you know, passing one of the players in the hallway, you're so tempted to say, just duck in here, I want to show you something. you just got to put yourself in the player's shoes as well. And if we want to get the best out of them, then we need to make sure that they're mentally and physically prepared.
We're talking to Newcastle coach Adam O'Brien. And Adam, your halfback Mitchell Pearce, he keeps getting linked to a move elsewhere, despite the fact he's under contract with your club for next season. Why is that? And will he be your halfback next year?
Yes, he will. To answer your question, before, the times that I do get involved, there's certainly one around this one where I can see so much football left in Mitchell Pearce. You've only got to look at what he's done on the weekend, and I'm not talking about the field goal. He come up with some really clutch plays for us. His body's good. He's missed, you know, essentially half of this season. So I think that's only going to help him long term. So yeah, look, Mitchell will be with us next year. You know, we won't be releasing him, and we'll be looking to tie him down for another one after that. So I'm sure that group that I'm talking about is working away behind the scenes on how to best do that.
Adam, you've been involved with some very special players, and in particular when you coached at Melbourne and the Roosters.
Yeah.
Kalyn Ponga, now we know he's nowhere near the finished product, but how good can he become?
Oh, mate, I'd never stick a ceiling on him. Whatever, he's as hungry as I've seen him at the moment. He can do anything. I think that's the big thing for me, is you see Kalyn at the moment and this time of year, and you love seeing that in your, you know, your star players, that he's really, really passionate about winning and wants success. So whatever, he's got that drive and that look in his eye, then, mate, that kid can, is, you know, he can do anything.
Oh, one thing that stands out to me, and he's bobbing up on both sides, but to play down short sides, I think that's a special skill, and he's got that as well as anyone.
Yeah, I think he's. It doesn't probably get stated enough how brave he is. You know, he'll hit holes, which I think is a true sign of courage. You know, it's hitting holes for players. He'll take the line on. He'll go through the teeth of the middle. He'll jump down short side. So, and he's very, very strong. So, look, as we talked about before, when we started to get a run of games with Kalyn popping up across the field with Mitchell, then we look far more dangerous footy team.
Yeah. I know you're not even thinking about this, mate, but I've got to ask, do you see him moving into the 5/8 position at some stage during his career?
I certainly think he's that's a possibility for him. It's not something that I haven't even trained him one session there, but, you know, I think his vision with the ball in hands is very, very good as well. He looks at the right space, or looks at the spot that he needs to be looking at when he's doing ball playing. I certainly think it's possible, but it's not on our immediate radar.
Adam, when you watch your old boss, Trent Robinson, get fined $20,000 for his comments post-game the other night after the incident with Latrell Mitchell and Joey Manu, what are your thoughts of that? And, how surprised were you that Latrell Mitchell wasn't sent off?
Yeah, look, it's always hard for me to comment on other players. Look, I think that's been dealt with, but look, I can certainly empathise with Robbo. I know what it's like to see one of your players be injured in what you deem as an illegal act. It's very, very hard to not react the way that Robbo has. You know, I think any coach has a tight bond with their players, and to see that is completely understandable that he'd react that way. Look, it's It's an ugly incident, you know. Luttrell plays with a whole lot of intent. We love that about him, but, you know, obviously got this one wrong. But just to see, well, there's two players, essentially, the season's finished. So, it's not a great look. But I can see where I empathise with the coaches, mate, if you've seen me carry on in the box.
Hey, mate, just the last one from me. Daniel Saifidi, will he be ready to go for finals?
Yeah, it's touch and go. That one, he's running straight line, okay, with that medial, and that'll progress this week into some angle running and some contact, hopefully. But as I've said to Daniel, he knows his body well enough that he'll end up making the decision on that one. I think, you know, it was encouraging to see him running straight lines, but yeah, we need to get that one right.
Well, Adam, appreciate your time this morning. Well done on the current winning run, and good luck for the rest of the season, mate. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.